And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Yeah, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show. Woo, goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. A couple of text messages real quick. David from Huntsville says, Trump and DeSantis are both politically astute and capable. Trump is an entertainer, not charismatic, and much of the country don't like him or his humor. I don't know if I agree with you on there, David. The Trump mafia is trying to shut down everyone else because of his pride and good things he did, but Navy Jag Ron DeSantis is the best to continue Trump's legacy in effectiveness and temperament. All right, so we know for a fact that David is a DeSantis fan. TL from Huntsville says, Governor Hairdo, laughing so hard, that's got legs. Pastor Barnes says, I don't know why he says this, but he wants to tell me that EVs are dangerous. I wasn't covering EVs right now, but okay. All that, and EVs are dangerous. So there you have it. Thank you, Pastor Barnes. But, you know, I tell you what, though, one important thing that I need to go ahead and do, just a quick moment of breaking news. We won't take long. I just got to, before I get in the dipper, I just got to go ahead and make special note of the fact that little man hit a grand slam.
Oh, again, yeah. Last another night. Another grand slam. I mean, I was obviously excited for him, but I'm like, oh no, is this going to be a thing?
What, you don't want it to be a thing?
Oh, I like it. I like it. I like it. But so, I'm like, don't get it in your head that you're going to hit a grand
now,
slam.
Let me ask you this: Did he go to the home plate and like point to the outfield with his bat? Did he do that?
No, he didn't. He did not do the Babe Ruth. No. I try to instill it in him. Hey, just go up there and swings. You know, swing your hardest and hit it as hard as you can.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. Don't think about a home run.
So what was his mindset? Did he look at you and go, Dad, don't worry, I'm going to get a line drive like you said last time?
Yeah. Oh, this time he was all business. He just walked up there and just
dink,
smacked it.
Yeah. What, left field, right field, center?
Center field. Yeah. His first up and bat, he actually dinged one to left field and it hit the foul line. It would have been another. But, wow. But yeah, his third time up to bat, he hit a grand slam again. So it was pretty fun to watch.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So okay, then I have to ask. Mm-hmm. All right, grand slam, four runs. What'd they win by?
Oh, they won by a good bit.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like those were the deciding four runs.
No, those were not. They won
down by three. Hits a grand slam. They win by one.
No. It was a easier game. I'll just put it that way.
Well, I've seen his team, and I'm pretty sure they have easier times most of the time.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Listen, good stuff.
Hey, thanks for asking.
Yeah, man. That was good. Love it. And that little bit of candy I brought in, tell him that Uncle Phil sent that.
Oh, man, it's like a whole treasure chest of candy.
Yes, it is. All right, Dipper number one. Let's talk about this. So you guys, to catch you up in case you haven't already heard, although I know who I'm talking to, most of y'all have. So here's the deal. You may recall that we have a pretty dastardly situation going on right now with the congressional district lines. Every 10 years, they're redrawn by the legislature because of the census. You have to have a certain number of people. As people migrate, like Huntsville has been one of the huge migrations, Limestone County, one of the fastest growing in the state, Baldwin County in South Alabama. So what happens is as population shifts, you have to redraw the congressional district lines. And you do that based on population. And you also typically do that based upon, you know, data available to you at the time. And, oh, by the way, in 1965, they passed the Voting Rights Act, and we could not disenfranchise people because of the color of their skin, and rightfully so. I agree with that. Except now what we're being told all of a sudden is, hey, those maps, which are largely what you've been using since 1992, those maps that have withstood scrutiny multiple times, those same maps, that you are just basically refreshing a little bit. Those maps aren't good anymore because you weren't racial enough. And so everybody's like, what just happened? We got to be more racial? I thought you wanted us to be less racial, like have a race-neutral selection criteria to the best possible. And granted, because of the way the demographics of the state lay out, one of those districts has been largely a black majority district throughout. I mean, Congresswoman Terry Sewell is one of the only Democrats in the state of Alabama's entire elected, contingent of any type. And as yet, we're told, no. Now the new rule is, and it's new because no one knew this before, now the new rule is, based upon the population of the state overall, you need to find a way to make two majority black or at least opportunity zones for black voters. So wait, let me get this straight. So now we have to be more racial. I mean, what happens if they're widely dispersed? I mean, what happens if there's not a central concentration that we can draw from to draw a district? How do we do this? I mean, where does it stop? Is San Francisco going to have a largely Asian district drawn because of Asian demographics? Is Texas going to have largely Hispanic districts drawn because they've got Hispanic, you know, contingents? Do we have to keep dividing ourselves up to please the courts? I thought we were supposed to undivide ourselves. Well, no, and apparently not. So the bottom line is this. We went to court, and the Supreme Court sided with the 11th Circuit. The 11th Circuit told us, you got to redraw your maps. And we're like, what the heck? Redraw our maps? We sent it to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court came back, but they left some room for wiggle room. They left some, if you had done it this way, consideration to, you know. But end result is, in a 5-4 split, we wound up having to redraw the lines. So we redrew the lines, and once again, as y'all mostly remember, I'm sure, as we redrew the lines, we submitted maps that drew up one of the districts, Congressional District 2, to like a, down in South Alabama, to like a, I want to say the one they submitted was a 30, almost 39% black population. And we were ripped by the 11th Circuit. They said, that is not good enough. You didn't listen to what we said. We said we thought we did listen to what you said. They said, no, you didn't. You're trying to get by, and bam. They assigned a guy with the title of special master. There's a title for you. A special master to come in and draw the lines for us. So the constitutionally mandated duty of the legislature has now been removed from the people's elected officials and given to a court-appointed special master. And we have very little time left to work with. And the special master, we have to have these results out. The new maps have to be in place by next week. Secretary of State Wes Allen was on the show last week, and he said, we've got to get this data out so that ballots can be printed, because right now people don't know where they're voting. People who are in Congress right now don't know what district they're running in. And so, bam, yesterday we got the maps. Yesterday we got the maps, that'd be plural, and I'm calling them some mad maps, man, because they're just making a lot of people mad. Mad maps because they're a little bit crazy. Mad maps because it gets a little post-apocalyptic in what we got to do now. So here's the other thing they did. They redrew the maps, and it doesn't matter where you live. Down on the southern part of the state, what used to be Congressional District 1 and Congressional District 2, with Jerry Carl from Mobile representing CD1, and Barry Moore, who's been on the show multiple times, who's a member of the Freedom Caucus, very conservative, they drew them together. It's a complete lack of respect for the incumbency. You typically try to work also not just on demographics, but recognizing that if you can, you don't just draw somebody out of their own district. It's just freaking rude. You try to consider they're there now, and we're not going, unless if we can help it, we're not going to just draw them out of their own district. Well, what do? They drew two incumbents into the same district, all three versions. By the way, I did not see this coming. I did not know the special master was going to submit what I call a buffet of maps. I thought he was going to draw a map and say, here it is, court, and the court was going to go, thank you. No, he drew three versions. Each one's a little different. Not much, just a little bit here. I split a county over there. Hey, take a little more Mobile off over there. So now we're in this unique position where we still don't know, because he didn't submit one, he submitted three. And he submitted three, and the court still has to decide, and they'll probably decide by the end of this week, but that means the court's not done. They got to do their piece. Y'all, I'm just telling you, nobody should have to go through this. And the idea that somehow or another we have to be more racial is really aggravating some people, because for years, Alabama has been distancing itself from its past. For years, no state, in my opinion, has done more to try and get away from a racial past to move into a race-neutral future. I mean, we were, yes, the seat of the Confederacy, but yes, we were the seat of the modern civil rights era. Yes, we were the state that had to be considered in the civil rights movement in terms of the Voting Rights Act and others. I get it. We were also the state that was released from that in 2014. And yet here we are, once again, being told by the courts, yeah, you didn't do a good enough job. Yeah, you got to do it better. Here, you know what? Screw that 10th Amendment. Yeah, we don't care about that 10th Amendment. Who cares about state sovereignty? We're going to draw the maps for you, and you're going to like it. And oh, by the way, then they did one more thing. In this sort of race-neutral, supposedly race-neutral fairness and equity drawing of the maps, they also submitted what they call their, what do they call it? Hang on a second. I'm going to find the actual term they use. Performance evaluations. They ran performance evaluations, and they basically said, yeah, we drew these, and we made sure in our performance evaluations that we can tell you that based upon what we believe is that the black preferred candidate will win in these two new districts they've drawn. Oh, wait a minute. So it wasn't about whether or not there was an equitable redrawing. It was about making sure that you set somebody up for success. It was about making sure you gerrymandered the vote such that there is now a new criteria, and oh, by the way, it's designed to make sure that one base of the population wins. That's what happened. We didn't get a drawing of the lines to make sure that, you know, people of color can have an equal voice. No, we made sure that people of color, in this case, are going to win because the court says so. And I look at that and think, y'all, that's what the Voting Rights Act was supposed to get away from, was establishing voting by means of making sure that one group was disenfranchised and another group was sure to win. I just find this, I mean, listen, I also think it's insulting. The very idea that, oh, you know, what's going to wind up happening is all black people will vote the same. That's what they do. They only vote one way. Black people only vote one way. That's not the truth. And that's insulting. And do we know that black voters tend to vote Democrat? Yes, they do. That's been the majority, but the trend is not that. The trend is not that. And so here we are looking at a situation where the court has now told us, we not only want you to draw these districts differently, we're going to draw them for you. And oh, by the way, we're going to make sure that what we believe is one racial win is going to be the one racial win. All right, I got to take a break right there. Just a good rant. I got to take a break. We'll come right back. I'll talk about this a little bit more, take some calls and check some text messages. And then top of the hour, somebody who knows it like the back of his hand is my friend and colleague, former state senator Dick Brubaker, who may wind up running for one of these congressional seats. We'll see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Yeah, making common sense a superpower. Hey, so let me just tell you, this case we got right now with the maps being redrawn for Alabama, and now we have the special master's maps. The special master has submitted three maps from which to choose. I'll tell you right now, too, where Boomer and I live over here in Etowah County, northeast Alabama, changes no matter what map we look at. So for, you know, many, many moons, Congressman Robert Adderholt has been the congressman for this area, and has a great working relationship with everybody. He has his office set up here. We're the most populous county in his entire district. And then, lo and behold, we're not going to be in his district anymore. It's going to wind up being we're moving over to Congressman Rogers' district. And that's, I mean, it's just frustrating to watch this happen only because someone decided to interpret a court case differently than it's ever been interpreted before. And we're just stuck with it. And I'll tell you too, it doesn't just impact us. All right. Where's that article I've got? Hang on 1 second. I'll find it. Here it is. Story off the AP. Came out just a couple of weeks ago. Waiting for these special master maps. The AP reports that the legal fights over all of this could change the actual control of Congress. Keep in mind what a slim majority we have. And they say that what's happening in Alabama is just maybe the bellwether for these legal fights. Alabama may wind up being the precedent being set. We've got cases right now ongoing in Georgia and Ohio, and we've got other legal challenges starting up in Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, New Mexico, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah, and new districts may also be likely in New York and North Carolina. All of this because of situations similar to what we're seeing in Alabama. It's a, you know, if you can't win, then go ahead and just get the rules changed. That's what we're looking at. And I'm just telling you, this is a mess. This is a mess. Let me go to the phones real quick before I run out of time. I know we held on during the break. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Well, I was doing a lot better until that Supreme Court ruling over this, over something that I thought it was every person that is a citizen has a vote.
Yeah.
And my parents never sat on their tail, neither did my wife, and we didn't either. We moved to school districts and districts where we could perhaps make a difference. We didn't hold the light bulb up to change it and let the world revolve around us.
Yeah. Yeah. Great point. It's amazing to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, and depressing. You have a good one, sir.
You too, buddy. All right, see you. I got a few text messages, but I see I got another one. Is that Jeff from Indiana already? Jeff Rowe from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing groovy, baby.
you still getting over your hippie fest you went to?
Oh, it was a good time, man. It was a good time.
That's awesome.
I never smelled any pot the whole time I was there, which was really floored me.
Well, I saw the pictures you sent, and it was tie-dye and Volkswagen buses everywhere you look, right?
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Well, what's on your mind today, bud?
Hey, you know, if they're going to gerrymander all this stuff on race and everything, why don't some white people that live in blue cities in black districts sue to have the lines redrawn because they are discriminated against based upon their race?
Well, I just want to know.
Same thing, same principle.
I just want to know when it's going to be that if you can identify as a different gender, you can just go ahead and identify as a different color and change the whole layout of the demographics.
Well, that's what I told you a while back. Have a legislature just declare everybody's a minority in Alabama, and case closed. It's fixed.
I don't know where it ends, though, too, Jeff. I think you and I talked about this once before. I don't know where it ends. I mean, I don't know. Like I said earlier, are we going to wind up having to have racial preferential treatment for voting districts for every demographic that exists? And when does that stop?
It may take a constitutional amendment to say that America will not do anything based upon race or color or anything or sex or anything else. I mean, it's... Used to be everything was equality, and now you don't hear the government talk about anything but equity.
Yep.
So,
yep. Big difference.
Until we get back to equality, it's going to be a messed up mess.
Yep. And, I agree, man.
The rocket is gone. They scrapped it. They literally tore the pieces and put. It's everything's gone right now.
Oh, you just changed subject on me. I didn't know where you were there for a second.
I'm sorry, but I knew it was getting close on time, but I wanted to let you know that.
All right, and we are. The music's playing. Jeff, be safe on the road, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Bill.
You too, man. All right, listen, we're going to come right back, have a conversation with former state senator Dick Brubaker, who may wind up being one of the guys who runs for one of these seats because the new Congressional District 2, no matter how you look at it, one of those maps, it's an open seat. There's nobody in it right now. And so we'll see what happens. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.